It's time for our weekly dose of Avi Yarish, author and Middle East expert. Today, Avi's going to be talking about the global challenges of space, meaning outer space, and specifically the company made in space. Good afternoon, Avi. How are you?
I'm well. It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's been a while. And yes, I'm not Kathy, nor am I Simon, but we like to keep things a bit mixed up around here.
You change it up to just confuse me.
Yes, yes, but you're a natural. You're rolling with the punches. I can hear you're unfazed.
Let's roll.
Yeah, tell us about this company made in space. You've piqued my interest. Obviously, it's one of the companies that we'll be showcasing. So please tell us a bit more about that.
So let's talk about the fact that we and planet Earth are basically coming up with a gajillion ways to either implode the planet or kill ourselves. Mm. And there are many individuals out there that are really thinking, like Elon Musk for one, thinking beyond the planet Earth and thinking about deep space exploration, how we actually get there. And 5 years ago, a group of three individuals came up with a very creative idea of launching a 3D printer into space. Now let's take a step back and let's talk about 3D printing. 3D printing is like regular printing where you take a piece of paper, you put it into the printer and comes out printed on a page. 3D printers, which were created in 1984, you stick in a wide variety of materials, but generally a plastic polymer. You stick it into the printer, you program it, and something very specific comes out of like a shape. You program it for, you know, a plastic duck or a dog or a car, whatever, and it literally comes out printing that material. So in 2014, these individuals shot a 3D printer into space, and the idea there was really twofold. One was to, instead of exploring deep space from planet Earth, which is how we've been doing it for the last 50 years, in other words, shooting up a rocket, sending it into space, and then you're exploring the moon or going to Mars or putting something on the International Space Station. The idea here was, first, take a 3D printer into space and use that as a hub to explore deep space. Meaning now we've started to really figure out and innovate ways of building space bricks, building housing, and actually building space shuttles from the space station or telescopes or what have you, and then using that as a base to explore deep space, absolving us of the ability of having to shoot anything other than a human being to the International Space Station. That's number one, and that is innovative thinking, really revolutionary thinking to begin with. No one had really conceptually thought about that until 5 years ago. Then they took a second stab at this and thought, how do we monetize this? How do we make this financially viable? And in the last few years, in 2016, they shot a second 3D printer into space that is now producing material that is not available on the planet. And interestingly, the first piece of material that they've discovered that they can actually make money on is something called fiber optic, Z-Blan fiber optic cable. We on planet Earth now have a tremendous amount of internet and communication, but it's still considered relatively slow. And they have discovered that you can produce fiber optic cable in space that is 10 times faster than anything you can produce on Earth. And so for the last 2 or 3 years, slowly but surely, we are now sending fiber optic cable from space to the planet Earth, and over the course, I believe, in the next decade or two, we are going to revolutionize the way we communicate on this fiber optic cable that can really communicate 10 to 100 times faster than anything we have presently.
Wow, Avi, that's incredible. So what you're saying is we bypass the huge expense and we obviate all this fancy physics of burning rocket fuel to break through the gravity and the Earth's inertia just by sending lighter things into space. And now we're actually manufacturing in space. I guess it might be nice for some companies because you don't have to be domiciled in a specific country. Talk about being able to not have to pay company tax.
Or being offshore.
Yeah, exactly.
Offshore.
Offshore.
Yeah, but what we're seeing really is this conceptual idea that we now have the ability to potentially explore the universe without having the constraints of planet Earth, but actually shooting raw material into space, into the space station, and then from there exploring deep space and using that same raw material to produce things that are beneficial here on planet Earth.
Incredible. I love this weekly segment, Avi. I'm learning all sorts of things, and it's incredibly positive and encouraging. Manufacturing in space on the cheap and producing, what are you saying, fiber optic cable of a quality that we can't do here. Is it something to do with the gravity and
Correct, that's right. But if, because there's lack of gravity, the crystals actually come together a little bit differently. But think of the potential applications over the course of the next decade or two. Medication that you can't produce on planet Earth, but you can produce in space. Or, as we said, communication will become faster. Or building telescopes that allow us to see further and further into space than we ever did before. Or building bricks that will build habitats for the moon, or for planet Mars, or for planets that we can't even conceptualize today. This really is the first step to infinity and beyond.
Wow. Quite incredible. And I thought this was just going to be another normal Monday afternoon, Avi. Avi, yours?
May the force be with you.
And with you, to boldly split the infinitive, as they say in the classics. Avi, thank you so much. And looking forward to hearing about the next great futuristic discoveries and companies with you same time next week. I'll still be here.
Speak next week. Thanks so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Avi.